Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahuwah Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host by name, your Seer, Israel of the Royal. Well, we're doing a series called Coming to Exile. Biblical scholarly journey of the true Israel, the Israelites from Eastern world now to the Western world. You know, we're going to touch on that right there. That's big talk one day up the road. The Eastern world to the Western world. We'll touch on that one day. No doubt about it. All right, it's a live broadcast. This is today's date. It's 5-6. We live on a Wednesday, 5-16-2024. And we see we got the young lion that's coming on stage on this episode, so, and that's a great thing, and those that's coming behind him will catch it as it unfolds itself, no doubt about it. We got the young lion ready to come on stage, and that's a great thing. So, but right now, I have to take a call from the big dignitaries right now before I come live. So let me just hold on for a minute there, young line. Because the big dignitaries, they're going to always make some statement there, young line. So let me pause for a minute.
Present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we back. We live. Another broadcast of Wednesday. 5/16/2024 live broadcast. We live. So one thing about it, the box chair have been lit, the curtain air went up, so what can we say? Just take care of Yahuwah's business. That's what we kind of properly that the sixth anointed camps, and especially the teachers, understand that it's not going to be no cakewalk at every angle, what to look for, what not to look for. Once you got the understanding, then we can tell you the next move. All right, so we're going to bring the young lion in and see if we can get something going on this Wednesday night, 5/16/2024, by meeting the young lion by saying, young lion, Brother Titus, y'all BBSC right.
Bless you there. See ya. Israel of Seed Roy. Hallelujah.
See, Brother Titus, serious time. Get those that understand the bigger picture and have a greater understanding of the scriptures is right. Everybody gonna do what they got to do. And we got to get those that prepared to do what we got to do. That's what we're trying to bring to the table. But we know we stepped on a lot of people's toes there, young one. And like we get ready to do right now, we get ready to step on some toes again. But like I said again, that comes to territory. Because if you are, before we go to Luke 12, let's see what it says in James chapter 4, down to verse 8. Hey, young lion, what do it say in James chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8? What do that say before we go up to Luke 12?
Go to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 4 read, you adulterers! And adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahuwah? Whosoever therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahuwah.
Right there, young lion. That's all I need, one verse. The bottom line is, if you are a friend of this world, keep one thing in mind, you are enemy to Yahuwah. Get a precept on that, young lion. Let's go to John chapter 2, verse 15 down to verse 17. How about a precept, young lion?
Yahuwah. We're going to 1 John in the back of the book. Chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man or woman love the world, the love of the Father is not in him or her. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and keep on saying about the world in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Here we get some Luke 12:12. And remember one thing about the world there, you know, and 4:16 of the Corinthians book, let's talk about the world. Come on.
All right, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Read. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
You got to be renewed day by day. But that ain't what I really wanted. But that definitely you got to be renewed. So you got to say this word day by day. You got to send his word day by day, and you must make Bible decisions day by day in his word. So that ain't really the verse I wanted down the line, but I can work with it. I'll make a note of that. You got to be renewed. When again, that young line, let's take the time and tell the national audience, when do you got to be renewed again according to that? Let me look at that verse. I want to look at that verse myself. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
You meant verse 18?
Hold on, young man. Hold on, bro. Don't get excited here. You got to be able to hear now. Don't just all of a sudden now get to bumming around because you read renewed day by day. You read verse 16. That's what you did. But don't get excited, young man. What we're trying to do is see who would not get excited. Just take your time and take care of business because you did read 4:16. Now you do have to be renewed day by day. I mean, you got to be renewed day by day. That is a great thing. But now, let's read verse 17 and 18 there, young lion. Be ready here. Don't just say again. Ain't about throwing a bunch of scriptures out. We're trying to edify, young lion. So it's edifying on steps that have been made. So we got to be renewed day by day. That is a great thing. Now let's read verse 17 and 18.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory, honor. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Mm-hmm. So we got to be focused on things that are not seen. So what we trying to do is get an eternal thing that's not seen. Always gonna get this eternal thing. You have to understand more understanding in this book, especially when it gets hot and heavy on you. You gotta understand what this Bible's saying. So now let's get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and we're gonna see what this Bible's saying. Because in time somebody show you something, if it's not in the order of Yahuwah, that's to entice you to make a carnal mind decision. Things you look for, it's not carnal. You want the thing that's not seen, and that's the kingdom to come. And his will be done. So that's what we're looking for. But how are we going to get it? We can't. We have to know the order. how you get what you're entitled to get, but you got to know the order of things. And we're going to find out. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Come on there, young line.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. That's how we acquire it. The very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's true. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, young line. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It makes a profound statement in verse number 14. What do 2:14 say that we can read? 2:14. Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yahuwah. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned."
So the natural person, along with their carnal mind, they not going to understand, try to present to them. They not going to understand it. They will not understand it. And once you understand that the natural person will not understand this thing, then you know how to position yourself. Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if we walk this down a little bit, young man. Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. What does it say?
The book of Judges, chapter 2. Verse 1, 2, and 3. The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 1. "And the ministering spirit of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Boshea and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, Mizraim, and brought you unto a land which I swear to your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you." Verse 2. "And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?" Verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they should be as thorns in your side, and their false Yahuwah to be a snare unto you."
Yeah. Why so? And verse 2. Why is this going to happen, young line, according to verse 2? Why is this going to happen according to verse 2? Read verse 2 again, that young line.
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 2. "And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, but ye shall throw down their altars. But ye have not obey my voice. Why have you done this?"
The angel is telling Joshua, Hoshea, to tell the children of Israel, I don't care how it looks, what they show you, what you're supposed to not do, I don't care how it looks. Here goes what the angel from heaven telling Joshua, what you don't do. I don't care how good it looks. And now he's saying, I don't care how good it looks, Joshua, when you go down the road of peace, don't make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Is that what he's saying? I don't care how good it looks. We got to remember these things. I don't care how good it looks and what table, you have to remember what the angel just told you. Make no league with the habits of the land. That's what he said. Now we go on to the book of 1 Maccabees there, young man. I'm going to go to 1 Maccabees. Remember when we just got to the sand? I want to go to 1 Maccabees chapter 7. And I want you to kind of take your time and deliver these verses on the table. Because where we're going, we don't know. But we want to put these on the table. In 1 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 5 down to verse 26. Hey, young lion, take your time. Let's see what it says here. First, now you heard what the angel told Joshua. Make no league with the habits of the land. We heard that. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 5 to 26. Take your time there, young lion. Come on.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 5 down to verse 26. 1 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 5. Reads, there came unto him all the wicked and Yahwani man, Yadah Judah of Israel, having a chemist, alchemist, who was desirous to be high priest for their captain. Verse 6, and they accused the people to the king, saying, Judah and his brother have slain all your friends and driven us out of our own land. Verse 7. Now therefore, send some man whom you trusted, and let him go and see what havoc he had made among us and in the king's land, and let him punish them with all death that aid them. Verse 8. Then the king chose Achai. Bichai, a friend of the king, who ruled beyond the flood, and was a great man in the king, and faithful to the king. Verse 9. And him he sent with that wicked alchemist, who made high priest in command that he should take vengeance of the children of Israel. Verse 10. So they departed and came with a great power in the land of Judah, where they sent messengers to Judas and his brethren with peaceable words deceitfully. Verse 11. But they gave no heed to their words, for they saw that they were come with a great power. Verse 12. Then did they assemble to Alchemus and Bachai, a company of scribes, to require justice. Verse 13, now the Assyrians were the first among the children of Israel that saw peace of death. Verse 14, for said they, one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron, is come with his arm, and he will do us no wrong. 15, so he spake unto them peacefully and swear to them, saying, we will procure to her neither of you nor your friends. Verse 16. Wherefore they believed them, howbeit he took of them 80 men and slew them in one day according to the words which he wrote. Verse 17. The flesh of your sake have they cast out, and their blood have they shed round about Yadah Judah, and there was none to bury them. Verse 18. Wherefore the fear and dread of death fell upon all the people, who said, there is neither truth nor righteousness in them, for they have broken the covenant and oath that they made. Verse 19, after this, remove Bichai from Yadah Judah and pitch his tent and blessed. When he said it took many of the men that have forsaken him, and a certain of the people also. And when he had slain them, he cast them into the great pit. Verse 20. Then committed he the country to Alcimus, and left with him a power to aid him. So Bacchus went to the king. Verse 21. But Alcimus contended for the high priesthood. 22. And unto him restore all such as troubled the people, who, after they had gotten the land of Judah into their power, did much hurt in Israel, Yada Judah. Verse 23. When Judah saw all the mischief that Archimedes and his company had done among the Israelites, even above the heathen, the nation of Esau and his five sons. Verse 24. We went out into all the coasts of Judah round about and took vengeance of them that had revolted from him, so they durst no more go forth into the country. Verse 25. On the other side, then Alcimus saw that Judas and his company had gotten the upper hand and knew that he was not able to abide their force, but went again to the king and said all the worst of them that he could. Verse 26. Then the king said, Nicanor, one of his honorable princes, a man, bear deadly hate in Israel, Yada Judah, with commandment to destroy the people.
Nicanor, his name is Nicanor there, young man. His name
Nicanor.
So Nicanor, all this happened because of what? According to verse 5 and 11. What happened here, young man? Look at verse Maccabees 7, verse 5. 11 and 14.
Take a time
and look at 5, 11, and 14. What happened,
y'all? Right. First Maccabees chapter 7, verse 5, verse 11, and verse 14. Verse 5. They came unto him, all the wicked, and Yahquali man of Israel, Yada Judah, having Alcimus, who was desirous to be high priest, for their captain. Verse 11. But they gave no heed to their words, for they thought that they would come with a great power. Verse 14. For said they, one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron is come with this army, and he will do us no wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Now this Nicanor, before we got in the hand of Nicanor, this, read that verse 5 again there, young lion, because I'm going somewhere, young lion. I'm trying to see if you just read, or do you understand what you read, or what happened to verse 5 again there, young lion?
First Maccabees chapter 7. Verse 5, there came unto him all the wicked and Yahquali man of Israel, Judah, having Alcimus, who was desired to be high priest, for their captain.
So this Alcimus, he desired to be what again, that young man? What did he want to be?
All right, there came unto him all the wicked and Yahquali man of Israel, Judah, having Alcimus, who was desired to be high priest for their captain.
So this Alcimus, what kind of man are this Alcimus? What kind of man is he according to verse 5 there, young man? What kind of man are this guy?
They came up to him, all the wicked and Yahshuali men of Israel.
What kind of man, Austin? My question to you, young lion, what kind of man is Optimus? What kind of man, according to verse 5, what kind of man is this man right here? But he had a desire to be, but what kind of man is he there? All I need is one word there, young lion. I need one word, what kind of man this guy is in verse 5. I need one word. What kind of man is he?
Wicked.
Wicked. So he desired to be high priest, the head of Judah, of Judah, and this time Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, but he's wicked. But look what he had with him in verse 14. Hey, look what he had working with him in verse 14.
Verse 14. For said that one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron is come with this army. And he will do us no wrong.
You see that? See, he had the seed of Aaron, the priesthood, with him. So now he got members of the priesthood that come with him. And when the people seen that he was from the priesthood, they let their guards down. But there was a wicked man that was sitting this up, and he found him some priesthood to help perpetrate what he had on his mind, because he wanted to be the high priest, but he wanted to do it deceitfully, wicked. So he found some Levites, and once the people seen, oh, well, he all right, he got some Levites with him. So that's why we keep saying that we got to understand that you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. You just can't watch nobody because he of a certain tribe. No, you got to watch whoever you come in contact with from the pages of the book. Now, he was able to get the Levites to come with him. So now we can go. I see Mother come on the broadcast. You can bring Mother in. And we can work with this a little bit. Because just see, remember, when the angel came and told Joshua, make no league with the inhabitants of the land, he already knew the end from the beginning. So the job of leadership is to show you and show you signs of things that to come. And when they come, you're going to be prepared for it to catch it. But you're not going to be prepared unless the way you'll be prepared is out of these scriptures. And I was trying to bring to the table, you got to watch whoever come in contact with you, not by appearance. Read that 724, young line. 724. You can't make no calling, St. John 724. Hey, young line, what is that, St. John 724?
Go out to beloved John, chapter 7, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judges.
See, you got to judge righteous judges. You got to make sure when you make a decision from this Bible, your decisions come from the Bible, and the Bible is what kind of judgment in your life? What kind of judgment is it?
But judge righteous judgment.
Righteous judgment. And the only way you understand righteous judgment, you must understand the Bible. You got to understand the Bible to make a righteous judgment, not a feeling judgment, but a righteous judgment. That's real good. You can bring Mother in. Mother, he coming on stage to help you out there, young man, and put a brick in for tape number 47. So when you meet another one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, hey, Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, y'all probably be just Steve Rogers. Hey, Mother E, y'all probably be just Steve Rogers. I don't hear Mother E. You hear Mother E? Brother Ty, do you hear Mother E?
No. No, see Israel. I don't hear.
Mother E. One of the most out of Cap 1. Yahweh BJP, right? Well, I don't hear you right now, Mother. WCC, what's wrong with the microphone? I don't hear. Go ahead and see. You call the young man and see what you hear, Mother E. Go ahead and give a blessing. Don't miss the call there, young man. Let's see.
All right. Y'all quite beautiful to them, Mother E. Israel, to see Roy.
Well, we're not hearing WCC. We can't hear Mother E right now. So, Mother E, just keep saying hallelujah, Yahweh. And once we hear you, we know we can bring you in. On right now, we're not hearing you, Mother E. But once you say hallelujah, Yahweh, then we got you. Then we can bring you in for the nice broadcast. So until that time comes, young man. So remember, this Achaemenid priesthood to deceive the people. See, got some Levites. And when people seen Levites, they knew everything was all right. But Malachi had already warned them in advance about Levites. See, it was already warned about Levites by Malachi, young lion. Scriptures were dealt for them, and it was already told them about Levites. So Malachi already told the people about Levites. Let's see what he says about Levites. We're going to see what he says about Levites there, young lion. Let's read verse number 1 of Malachi, 1 verse 1.
Book of Malachi, to see it, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, the birth of the word of Yahweh to Israel by Malachi to see.
Now let's go to 2:1. Now we know the angel, the messenger, is working with getting Malachi prepared. And let's see what Malachi says, since he's been prepared by the messenger of Yahweh, the righteous spirit, the truth. Let's see what he says in 2 verse 1. Let's read a little bit.
The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verse 1, reads, and now, O you priests, this commandment is for you.
Right.
Verse 2. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to mind and give honor to my name, said Yahweh's host, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessing, yea, and have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to mind. Verse 3. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spray dung upon your face, even the dung of your Solomon feast. And one shall take you away with it. Verse 4. Ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, and that my covenant might be with Levi, said Yahweh of hosts. Verse 5. My covenant is with them. My covenant is with him of life and peace. I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. Verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and sin was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from sin. Verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should cease the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh's hosts. Verse 8. But ye are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupt the covenant of Levi, said Yahweh of hosts. Verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my way, but have been partial in the law.
Good.
Verse 10.
Good. So now we see that Malachi forewarned the children of the book that it's going to come a time when Levites going to do what? In, according to verse 9, the Levitical priesthood, called the Levite priesthood, was set up by Moses. What were they going to do again in verse number 9 there, young man?
Malachi chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my way, but have been partial in the law.
And when was the first sign of that prophecy being fulfilled? Let's go back to Maccabees chapter 1. Chapter 7 again there, young man. Let's pick it back up now at verse 14. First Maccabees 7:14. Let's see if we run down the first sign of the Levite doing what Malachi had them prophesied a couple hundred years in advance. Let's watch the Levitical priesthood fulfill prophecy. First thing the Levitical priesthood got with what in verse 5? What did they get with in verse 5? 7, verse 5. Then 14, we'll read a little bit. Read verse 5 again there, young man.
First Maccabees chapter 7, verse 5 and verse 14. First Maccabees chapter 7, verse 5. There came unto him all the wicked and unyakwali men of Israel, Judah, having alchemists, who was the right, desirous to be high priest for their captain.
He desired to be high priest. So what did he do in verse 14? Let's read a little bit.
Verse 14. For said day, one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron is come with this army, and he will do us no wrong.
Go ahead. 15. Go ahead and read a little bit.
15. So he spake unto them peacefully and swear to them, saying, We will procure the harm neither of you nor your friend. Verse 16.
Go ahead. Read a little bit, young lion.
Verse 16. Whereupon they believed him. Howbeit he took of them 80 men and slew them in one day, according to the words which he wrote. Verse 17. The flesh of your saints have they cast out, and their blood have they shed round about Judah. And there was none to bury them. Verse 18. Wherefore the fear and dread of them fell upon all the people who said, there's neither truth nor righteousness in them. But they have broken the covenant and oath that they made. Verse 19. After this, removed Baasha from Judah and pitched his tent in Bethel, where he sent and took many of the men that had forsaken him and certain of the people also. And when he had slain them, he cast them into the great pit. Verse 20. Then commit he the country to Achimus and left with him a power to aid him. So Baasha went to the king. 21. But Achimus contended for the high priesthood. 22. And unto him restore all such as they troubled the people who after they had gotten the land of Judah and their power did much hurt in Israel of Judah. Verse 23. Now when Judah saw all the mischief that Achimus and his company had done among the Israelites of Judah, even above the heathen, the nation of Esau. Verse 24. He went out unto all the coasts of Judah round about and took vengeance of them that had revolted from him, so they durst no more go forth into the country.
Good, young man. So now, what will happen here? So, Achimus, he was trying to take over the priesthood, but what was his nationality, young man? According to, what was his nationality according to verse 14? He was a what? Verse 14. What was his document? He was wicked, but he was what according to verse 14? What was his nationality?
First Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 14. For said they, one that is a priest of the seed of Aaron.
He was of the seed of Aaron. You mean Achimus was of the seed of Aaron, but he was a wicked Levitical priesthood. He was seeking to get the job underhand. And what did he do in verse 23?
Verse 23. First Maccabees chapter 7, verse 23. Now when Judah saw all the mischief that Achimus and his company had done among the Israelites of Judah, even before the heathen nation of Esau and his five sons.
Now, even above the nation, the heathen. That means Achimus, from the priesthood of the Levite priesthood, he done more to his Israelite bloodline people than the nations around about him. That's why what we're saying, when a person tell you what their title is or what their bloodline is, you got to still watch them from the pages of the book. We found out that this Achimus was a wicked Israelite. He was seeking the priesthood underhanded. He got some of his brothers of the Levitical priesthood to go along with him. A lot of people lost their life. It got in power. They done more to the children of Israel than the nation around about them. So what we're saying, you have to watch people that labor among you from the pages of the book. So now you can see why that he told Malachi a couple hundred years in advance that I'm through with Levi because Levi was going to make deals. See, Levitical priesthood made deals and they become partial, even turn a deaf ear on killing the peoples of Israel. So, see, that's big talk of them. So that's why you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book because they will make deals. That's when you don't apply from the Bible your decision. See, when you don't apply from the Bible and make a decision, you're going to be with a crapshoot. But if you make a decision according to the Bible, you're going to be all right. Now, in the book of Daniel, there, young lion, I want to see something that's in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 6. See, we're going to do a little edifying for those, especially the six anointed counts, to understand because a person can be your mama, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your cousin. You still got to make a Bible decision because if you don't make a Bible decision, you're going to go wrong. Now, in the book of Daniel, there, young lion, going Daniel chapter 1, 1 down to verse 6. What is it saying, Daniel chapter 1, 1 down to verse 6? What is it say there, young lion?
I read the book of Daniel to see it. Chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 6. Daniel the seer, chapter 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign, rule of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Yada Judah, and besieged it. Verse 2. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the temple of Yahweh, which he carried to the land of Shinar, to the temple of his Yahweh. And he brought the vessels into the treasure, temple of his Yahweh. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring a servant of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the prince. Verse 4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning, and knowledge, and understanding science, as such as has ability and depth to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Verse 6. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah.
Mm-hmm. So what is the genealogy, the bloodline of Daniel, according to verse 6 there, young man? What is the bloodline of Daniel, according to verse 6?
Daniel chapter 1, verse 6. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah.
So what was, hold on, young lion. My question is, what was Daniel's tribe and bloodline? What was Daniel's tribe and bloodline, according to verse 6? Just answer me. What was Daniel's tribe and bloodline,
there,
young man?
Daniel's tribe is for the tribe of Judah.
Daniel's bloodline is tribe from the tribe of who?
Of Judah.
Okay. and his companion also is from the tribe of Judah. So progress in and out. So now we are clear that when you hear the teaching of Daniel, by bloodline, he's from who?
From the tribe of Judah.
Now, Mother E, keep talking, Mother E. Say hallelujah while we know that your microphone is ready to go. And then we'll bring you on soon. We hear your microphone. I say hallelujah while, Mother E. Now, let's see, can we bring in another mother coming on stage? Let's see, can we hear her microphone? And see, she already to get in where she been in at. All right, let's find out. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. No one of the mothers out of count one. Yahweh be just be right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. Okay, let's try one more time. Try one more time with Mother E. Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, one of the mothers out of count one. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh be just be right. Okay, well, when your microphone gets ready, Mother, just say hallelujah. Now, we learned some good information there, Mother D.F. Israel, down on some information. So now we clear, when you talk about Daniel was the man that was told some good stuff. Well, what tribe is Daniel from again, young line again? What tribe is Daniel from again, young line?
From the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
So Daniel is from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. And what does Daniel look like according to Jeremiah 14 verse 2? So what does he look like? 14 verse, what does Daniel look like from the tribe of Yahweh Judah, 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah?
The book of Jeremiah, to see it, chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourned in the gates thereof language. They are black unto the ground.
So what we read here is the tribe of Judah. Now the tribe of Judah and the top man was Daniel with his three companions, and all these men right here was what color that young line?
Jeremiah chapter 14, right. Verse 2. Black unto the ground.
Black unto the ground. And what did the king want? What did the king, the big Kushite king, want of these black men from the tribe of Judah? What did he want in verse 13 and 14? I mean 3 and 4. Daniel chapter 1, what did this big king want from these black men to do for him according to verse 3 and 4? What did it say that young line? Daniel 1, 3 and 4.
Look at Daniel is here, chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3, and the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his unit, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes. Verse 4, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning, and knowledge, and understanding, science, and such have ability and depth to stand in the king's sight, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans.
And the king wanted what kind of men to do this? I'm thinking Mother D of Israel. Hey, Mother D of Israel, what kind of men that the king wants to stand before them and teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans Who was the nationality and what they look like? See, you know, we got to put a picture in our young ones' head that once upon a time ago that King Nebuchadnezzar, the big Kushite king, he wanted some men to stand from him, from the children of Israel. He wants the king's seed. So, according to verse 6, mother, he's the king's seed, mother. The king's seed. See, we go through all through school, and we ain't told. We told we ain't nothing. But Nebuchadnezzar, in the 600 B.C., in that area, he wanted what kind of men to stand before his people and to teach the tongue to the Chaldean. Hey, mother, what's their name again in verse 6? She can put a picture for the grandbabies. Read verse 6 again, mother. Daniel 1, verse 6.
Okay, Daniel 1, 6. All right. Daniel chapter 1, verse 6, reads, now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, that's what I said, and Hezariah, is that right?
Yeah, Azariah. But mother, what color are these men, mother, from the tribe of, from the children of Israel, they from the king's seed. What color is these? What color is these men that the king wants to stand before and do a lot of teaching? What color are these men, mother? According to verse 6.
Black unto the world.
Black men. Heck no, mother, but give me some audio. Black men. When you read in the book of Daniel, you read about a black man that had access to the Mighty One. And all his companions, these were from the king's seed. Of who? The children of Israel. So, mother, say, mother of Israel, the king's seed from the children of Israel, that means the king's seed. What color is the king's seed, mother?
Black unto the ground. Black unto the ground.
Hey,
Yahweh.
This is a big business right here.
Yahweh.
See, this is big business that we have to teach this. Daniel and his three companions, they all from the king's seed of the children of Israel, and they all is black to the ground. That's big business, mother. I mean, the grandbabies need to know about this. They need to know this information that the king wanted to, he wanted the best of the best. Bring the king's seed of the children of Israel and teach the tongue of the learning. And we found out that Daniel and all his companions was from the king's seed of the children of Israel, tribe of Judah, and they all is black to the ground. Now, that's big business. The world needs to know these things. That's why we come humble to understand we got to find out about ourselves. The children of Israel is a black people. The children of Israel is not over there duking up with the Arabs. That's not the children of Israel of the Bible. The children of Israel is black folks. See? Black folks. The one you call African American and Negro in color. See? That's why we don't take sides with them, because now one of them belongs in the land. All of it's out of order because we out of order. But once we wake up and understand the order thing, then Yahweh coming in. But he ain't going to come in until you understand how to properly read your Bible with understanding. The children of Israel, the king's seed, is black folks. The king's seed. I can't get no hallelujah from Mug B.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See it. Hallelujah, see Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, this is big business, man, Rico. See, when you look on your news and you see all that commotion going on, that's got nothing to do with you because everybody out of order because you out of order. Now one of them belongs in the land because the land belongs to black folks. Black folks. Be in that land, but their own disobedience got them out of land, and the black folks is from what tribe again, according to verse 3? Hey, young lion, what tribe
Judah.
Is these black folks from? They from what?
Judah.
They from what?
Judah. Tribe of Judah.
And they out of who? And they are who, according to verse 3? And who are they, according to verse 3? They out of who?
The Israelites.
They are who? No, according to
they
verse
the,
3. They are what?
They are the king's seed. The king's seed.
No, according to verse 3. According to verse 3. Who are they according to verse 3? In the fourth
Daniel
line.
1:3?
They are who?
The children of Israel and of the king's seed.
They are the children of Israel. They are the children of Israel. That's the number one out. They are the children of Israel. The children of Israel is black people. The children of the king's seed is of Judah. These are black folks according to this Bible. So with all the understanding, that's good. These are black folks. So if you're going to a ministry and your preachers don't bring out this understanding, Mother getting ready to read in 2:1. Now, what did King want, Mother, with these black folks? What do they want to feel of this 2:1? And raise your voice up, Mother, because we know something. We trying to show
what is
point.
My phone? Okay.
Mother, and 2:1 of Daniel. Hey, Mother, is you with me, Mother? Daniel 2:1.
Daniel
now, what do this king want from these black folks, the children of Israel, from the king's seed? What do Nebuchadnezzar want? What do he want, Mom? What happened? He had a problem. What happened? In verse 2:1, let's read a little bit.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep break from him. Verse 2.
Yeah, keep reading.
Okay, verse 2. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the soothsayers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. Verse 3, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Verse 4, then spake the Chaldeans to the king, and I don't know what that was.
Syriac. When you don't know a word, just
Syriac.
Pronounce the first without it, keep it moving.
Okay.
Hold on, mother. Syriac is just another phrase of Aramaic which is called another brand of Hebrew Semitic. It's all it's an Aramaic language. The kingdom speaking an Aramaic language. That's what's called Syriac. All right, so now go ahead.
O king, live forever. Tell thy servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation.
Stop it there. So now, who is this talking to the king, according to verse 2? Who is this talking to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, the big Cushite king, sons of Ham? Who talking to him, according to verse 2? Who is telling him, we'll show you a dream. You tell the dream, king. We will show you a dream once you tell us about the dream. What's going on according to verse 2? Verse 2, who's saying this to him?
The magician, the astrologers, the seafarers, and the Chaldeans.
Okay. So that's the one talking to the king. Okay, good. So now we got a picture now, mother. We good. We got a picture. Now, all the big dignitaries up under the king's realm, that's the one talking right now. And what happened in verse 5?
In verse 5, the king answered and said to the Chaldean, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your family shall be made a dunghill.
Hold on. So the king said, look here, I do a half this dream, but y'all got to tell me something. Is enough. Y'all don't tell me nothing. All your family, your house is going to be made a outhouse. It's going to be made a outhouse, a dunghill. You say, look at y'all going to tell me something. You know, dream of God wait for me. I don't know what the dream was, but I'm paying y'all a lot of money, and y'all living good, y'all skinning and grinning, but now I'm in a tight. So I'm in a tight now. So help me come out of this tight. What happened next?
But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and reward and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Verse 7. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. Verse 8, the king answered and said, I know of certainty that you will gain the time because you see the thing is gone from me. Verse 9, but if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation thereof. Verse 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king matter. Therefore, there is no king nor ruler that acts such things as any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. Verse 11. And it is a rare thing that the king requires and there is none other that can show it before the king except the Yahweh who dwelling is not with flesh. Verse 12.
All right.
For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon.
Good. So now, so what have we learned? What have we learned so far? We learned something that the king had a dream, and the dream got away from him. He didn't know what was going on. The dream escaped him, so he called all his wise men at Babylon to tell him what he needs to know. And they said, look at the king. Tell us give us some of the dream you had. And then we can tell you something. He said, no, I ain't going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that. I don't know. But if I tell you anything, you're going to make a case and you give some lying words.
Yeah.
You're going to give us some lying words if I tell you what. Since y'all can't tell me this, I got a decree. Everybody in Babylon to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That we're reading so far, Mother?
That's what we're reading so far. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, what I'm trying to tell you, it's a point I'm making in here that a lot of information that if now is to be revealed, it would not be revealed until we reveal it. But we got to understand that we got to get in order to understand to reveal this information exactly like this right here. Young line, pick up verse 13, young line. Verse 13 is real a little bit.
Look at Daniel the Seer, chapter 2, verse 13. And of the decree went forth that the wise man should be slain. And they saw Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Verse 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Verse 15. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion. Verse 18.
Hold on, young line. Now, who was these people he made known to according to Daniel 1, verse 3? Now, who was Daniel getting ready to commune with according to Daniel 1, verse 3? Read Daniel 1, verse 3.
Daniel, chapter 1, verse 3. And the king spake unto Ananias, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring servants of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the prince.
Wow. So Daniel get ready to talk to who according to verse 3? Who is Daniel get ready to talk to right now according to verse 3? Who is Daniel and who he going to consult and talk with according to verse 3?
The children of Israel.
And who are the children of Israel? According to verse 3. They are the who?
And of the king's seed.
Who are they? The king's seed. That's the point. He going now and talk with the children of Israel, the king's seed, from the tribe of Judah. So now he did talk to bloodline Israelites, black men from the tribe of Judah, the children of Israel. That's what he's getting ready to do. Dang, you get ready to do that, because now it's the decree, the king of all the wise men. So now he get ready to talk to the king seed. Now that's big business up there. Now there's a point in here, and I'm gonna lay it at the end of the broadcast, but it's a point that we make it. Because sooner or later, this world itself is gonna be looking for answers. And according to the Bible, place you can get the answer from is the bloodline of the who? The king seed. The king seed. See, the king seed still exists today. And that's the point we hand down to show you how we got to step it up, because we are the descendants of the king seed. We have all the answers according to this Bible. And we're going to just display it in this tape and tomorrow's tape. Because everything that's going on in the world now have already been laid out, the beginning of it, how it's going to start, when it's going to start, and when it's going to end. We have all these answers. All you got to do, take notes and listen to the descendants of the king seed, the tribe of Judah. It's speaking to you now. If you're going to pay attention, it's up to you. Next verse, what it said, next verse.
I'm at verse 18, Daniel chapter 2, verse 18. That they would desire mercies of Yahweh of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish, but the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
Hold that part. Hold that part. So now, this wise man, Daniel, was talking to the men of Judah about this matter. Now, Daniel is going to take this matter to the Mighty One. That's big business there. That's big business right there, right there. Let's stop that there for a minute. Now, Daniel, get ready to take this information to the Mighty One. That's good right there. We coming back and put a marker there. Come back to that verse in a little while. Now we gotta go and find out why so. That big business right there. Y'all got happy already because I see which way this line going. Now, young lion, 1 Samuel. Chapter 9. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 9 there, young lion. I do it. Come back here. Now, we come back to this verse. We're going to come back here in a little while. But now we want to lay some vital points that we don't ever understand the truth of the Bible. It's an order about things. If you don't know the order about things, you will never be able to get this. So we're going to pause now. We see our elder finally came to the room. So what we do, we'll pause now and bring our elder in and stay in order. And then we'll get back to what we're on. So you see this? So now you see what we've learned so far? We're going to learn something, Six Anointed Camp. We're going to learn something that the Babylonians, themselves, they couldn't answer the manner. King said, everybody got to die. And Daniel said, well, why the king so hasty about killing everybody? That's why. Let me go before the king. And if the king give me time, we'll bring back the answer. That's big business, Daniel. Let's bring our elder in. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast, and we'll get right back on this point. One thing about it, the key to it, all this is about understanding this Bible. And you only going to understand this Bible the way he got it written in his Bible, and your response will be enlightened if you just follow the rules of the Bible. So when I hear a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Till, tribe of Yahdah Judah, that's why I did that thing right.
And Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I will do Yahweh.
All right, I'll go Yahweh there. See Israel of see right.
Excellent.
Now, we learned some points and some great big points, but we can pause and get back on it because one thing about it, Yahweh's spirit, it'll pick it right back up at a time appointed. You know, on the international side, there's over 900,000 strong on the international side. They're ready here for more just as Yahweh. And the world needs answers. But we try to tell them the only way you don't get answers, you got to know this Bible. And we think that we just fall on our knees and then all of a sudden you don't get answers. No, it don't work like that. You just fall on your knees. You just beat out on your knees. The answer is the order of what Yahweh got in this book. So, Elder, take your time and talk to the national audience, over 900,000 strong, and tell what the Almighty put on you, and then we'll get back to tape number 47. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a good thing to be around a cast of over 900,000 listeners. And that's very important today's date, as you will find, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the word of Yahweh. What they have is their own word, or just like you were saying earlier, not the correct protocol of the Bible. And what's so devastating about that, you will find it's a lot of people that teach the word is not having the right protocol. That's a dangerous situation because the Bible says now you have the blind leading the blind or the wolf in sheep clothing. They're leading everybody to spiritual destruction by teaching them the wrong way. Adding a little bit of truth along with their own words is not what it says in the Bible. Give you something you're familiar with and then add your lies to it. Well, that's not the way it should go. And that's what's not taught on the voices of the true Israelites. We teach you the way to go, bringing you and meeting you where you're at and bringing you up where you should be in the Word. Because we have to be aware, as I always say, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, this is what we teach. This is the knowledge that we're given to know. We have many out there that camouflage the evil or confused teaching, and this is the stuff that they're teaching to everybody else, using overly loud bump the gong contests to get your attention, holding the Bible up in air, letting you see that they're preaching the word, wrong as they could be, needing someone that knows to correct them. Even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons, as I was just saying a moment ago. Using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Well, you have to know the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come to teach them the right way to go. Many people out there confess that, oh, I am Yahweh himself. We've seen that in the temple. And that was in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Somebody saying they're Yahweh themselves? Well, verse number 3 says, every spirit that confesses the Son has come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. This is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Therefore, you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Yes, we've seen that one. Physical demonstration of violence alone with the verbiage that don't match the Bible. This is one of the reasons why we say the non-righteous job is to lead you astray. They're doing their job very well. It's just that we have to learn how to lead people in the correct direction, guiding you through these dark times of loud bump the gongs for righteous learning and wrong-taught Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this we do because you have not. This is the information that you all listening have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. Also, we have a website address. To use this on any search engine, write on your smart device, enter tribeyahdah.com. After you do this, it's important to look for tribeyahdah.com-Israelites. Doing this will take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click donate with PayPal. The next step, which is two, click send. Any of the amount you wish to send with the message provided there if you like. If this is done, may Yahweh bless you. Doing this, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, the donation to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh alive. Also, the building of school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of from this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, check out the calendar, which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program, which is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. In order to get there this time, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And right on your cell phone, computer, or your smartwatch, look for Voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh online. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. Call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, which is now currently available for anyone that inquires. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen, even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. If that question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today after 9:15 p.m. Program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words again, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking on it, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. is choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day on that list that you would like to listen. Also, during a normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peltalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, even your smartwatch. Just make sure you've got the Peltalk app. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Trizolites. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Go online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. However, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if our talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Peltalk. But the continuing note that I always give, given the scriptures to speak by the seer, remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak, for the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly. Remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we have to be careful not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible. But sure, be sure to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. So we can start to do as I just described. We will turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, you made some profound statements, Elder. I got to get a couple of precepts with you, Elder, behind what you just got through saying. So, you know, I'm a great note taker. I believe I'm more of a note taker than anything. So let me do a little precept on what I just heard you say. Let's go to Sirach 12:1 down to verse 7. Let's get a couple of precepts in there. I go on Sirach 12:1 down to verse 7, Elder.
Okay. Flipping pages here as we talk, going to the book of Sirach. That was chapter, which chapter? 1 to verse 4?
12, 1 down to verse 7. 1 down to verse 7 there.
Book of Sirach, going to chapter 12. Okay, getting there. Sirach, chapter 12, reading verse number 1. 1 says, when thou would do good, know whom thou dost it, so thou be thankful for thy benefits. 2, do good to the Yahwali man, and thou shalt find a recompense. Thou not from him, yet from the Most High. 3, there can be no good to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. 4, give to the Yahwali man, help not a sinner. 5, do well unto him that is lowly, but give not to the un-Yahwali. Hold back thy bread, and give it not unto him, lest he overmaster thee, thereby for else thou shalt receive twice as much evil for all the good thou hast done unto him. 6. For the Most High hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance unto the un-Yahwali, and keepeth them against the mighty day of their punishment. 7. Give unto the good. Help not the sinner.
Mm-hmm. What do we say again there, Elder, and verse number 12th chapter, it made a profound statement in Rock chapter 12. The profound statement that was made there, I just want to hear that again, 12th chapter. What do it say in verse number 3 again, Elder?
Okay, 12th chapter, verse 3 says, there can be no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms.
And alms mean money. He said, if no good don't come to you, to those that give no money. Want to give no money to put the ministry that bring you uncut word of Yahuwah. He said, it's all said and done, ain't no good going to come to you. You're not supporting the ministry, the money part. He said, it's no good going to come to you. Is that what we're reading, Elder, in 12 verse 3?
That's what we're reading.
Okay, give me a precept on that. Let's see what Tobit said in the fourth chapter, verse 5 through 11. And then Young Lion have me Matthew's chapter 17:14, 24 verse 27. We want to get a precept on that, Elder. So he's telling you bottom line. Those who participate in the ministry of the uncut word of Yahuwah, over 900,000 strong on the international side, if you're not donating, contributing to this ministry, ain't no good going to come to you. According to 12 verse 3, that gives no money. Alms means money. Don't give no money. The angel saying, ain't no good going to come for you. Land School Banquet Hall Radio Station, that is the project to be put together for our loved ones to come and learn and sit down and hear the uncut word of the sixth of Yahuwah's sixth anointed camp. You prepared to show you through the scriptures that we have the answer. Same thing we read now about in the book of Daniel. The king couldn't get no answer. The world can't get no answer. But guess what? We know the answer about the war that's going on right now, what's going to be the middle part of it, and what's going to be the end part of it. We're going to be able to tell you all what you need to know according to the Bible. We ain't got to watch that one I say. We can watch everything from the pages of the book. Precept, Elder, Tobit 4, 5 out of verse 11. Bring your precept. Come on. Well, Elder, bring your precept, Elder. Tobit chapter 4, 5 down to verse 11. Bring it, Elder. What's wrong with Elder's microphone?
Can you hear me now, Brother Seer?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you now. Come on.
Okay.
Tobit chapter
4, 5
down to verse 11.
Tobit chapter 4 or 12?
Tobit chapter 4, verse 5 down to verse 11. Precept.
Okay, in the book of Tobit, chapter 4, reading verses 5 to verse number 7. 5 says, so he called the minister spirit, and he said unto him, take half of all that ye have brought, and go away in safety. 6, then he took both apart, and said unto them, bless Yahuwah, praise him, and magnify him, and praise him for the things which he had done unto you in the sight of all that live. It is good to praise Yahuwah and exalt his name, and honorably to show forth the words of Yahuwah. Therefore, be not slack to praise him. 7, it is good to keep close to the secret of a king, but it is honorable to reveal the works of Yahuwah. Do that which is good, and no evil shall touch you.
Hey, Elder, what you reading? You reading Tobit chapter 4, verse 5, 9 through 11?
Tobit.
Tobit
looks
chapter
like
4.
I had turned.
Y'all lying. Is that what we're hearing? We hearing Tobit chapter 4, 5 through 11?
No. That was my fingers turned the wrong page, so I do apologize. So going to the correct chapter, Tobit chapter 4, reading verses 5 to verse number 7.
Hey, your microphone breaking up, Elder. Hey, Elder, your microphone breaking up. We want to hear this precept real good, so let me talk a little
okay.
bit and give you a chance
to
I believe you can
hear me pretty good right now.
Your microphone
can you hear me right now?
Yeah, you're still breaking
okay.
up. Do you hear me online?
Yeah, I hear Elder Ted. I hear the elder.
Okay, come on.
I hear elder.
Okay, come on.
Okay, right,
come on.
I'm clear.
You heard me good.
Toby chapter 4, reading 5 to 7. 5 says,
5 to 11.
Okay, I'm headed that way. Toby chapter 4, starting at verse number 5. 5 says, my son, be mindful of the Yahuwah. All thy days, and let not thy will be set to sin, or to transgress his commandments or Torah instructions. Do uprightly all thy life long, and follow not the ways of unrighteousness. 6. So if thou deal truly, thy doing shall prosperably succeed unto thee. And all them that live justly. 7. Give alms of thy substance, and when thou give alms, let not thy eye be envious, neither turn thy face upon any poor, and let the face of Yahuwah shall not be turned away from thee. 8. If thou hast abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. 9. If thou layest up a good treasure for thyself against the day of necessity. 10. Because that alms do deliver from death and suffering, not to come into darkness. 11. For alms is good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High.
What do they mean by
arms
there? What that word arms mean?
Money.
Arms
means money.
Money. Now read verse 7 there. What did verse 7 say again, Elder? Verse 7?
Verse number 7 says, give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thine eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of the Yahuwah shall not be turned away from thee.
So when you don't give no money, Yahuwah will turn his face from you. That's what he's saying. So alms mean money. So when you don't contribute to the ministry, then Yahuwah ain't going to contribute to you, according to verse 7. Now he gonna use himself as an example, young lion, or Titus. He gonna go the worship spot. He gonna go to a temple in Matthew 17, and let's see exactly how they come out in verse 24 to 27. See, remember, we gotta follow Yahuwah's example. If he wants his word to mess with us and get rid of all these confusion of face and look, we got to follow this book, and like the world today, everybody looking for answers. And we trying to tell you, it's a ministry that have the answers. And they're going to show you what's written in this Bible, and we're going to make it plain to you. But you're supporting the wrong people. The children of Israel is of the king, see, the tribe of Judah, them black folks. So all your donations around the world will come to the children of Judah. The black folks.
Yahuwah.
That's the one that's pale red. See, we're not following no book. We wonder why we still discombobulating in the brain. Because we've been taught wrong, and now our ministry is trying to correct your wrong. It's up to you to step to the plate, and let's do Bible. But then Yahuwah will show us the right direction. He's going to intervene. So we got to understand what's really wrong. So now, Yahuwah will use himself as an example in Matthew 17, verse 24 down to verse 27. Let's talk about it, young liar. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 24 to 27. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. And when they will come to Capernaum, they shall receive tribute. Money came to Simeon, saying, and said, do not your master pay tribute. Verse 25. He said, yes. And when he would come into the temple, Yahweh the Son prevented him, saying, what thinkest you, Simon? Or whom did the king of the earth take customs or tribute? Of their own children or of the strangers? Verse 26. Then Simon, Simeon, said unto him, of the strangers. Yahweh the Son said unto him, then are the children free. Verse 27. Notwithstanding, lest we shall offend them, go you into the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money, and take and give it to them for me and for you.
You see that? So he knows when he comes to a worship place, he knows the order of things is you're supposed to give some money. Money. Alms mean money. He said, now I don't want to offend Peter, Simone, Simeon. Go down there, it's a fish down there, he's going to have his mouth open, and he's going to have some money in his mouth. Take the money out of the fish mouth and pay the contribution, pay the donation to the ministry. Because we don't want to offend. That's what he just said. So one thing about it, listen, if you don't want Yahuwah to turn his face from you on the international side over 9,000 strong, then why don't you just follow the Bible? The reason why we confused today, because first thing to do, we got some alligator arms and we decide to not give no money. Give the money according to the Bible and watch how Yahuwah change your demeanor of understanding. He said he made it plain. Read that verse one more time there, you're on line of Sirach 12, verse 7. He made it plain in Sirach 12, verse 7. Then we'll get back to the lesson. He made it plain in 12, verse 7 of Sirach. What do you say that, young man?
The book of Sirach is here, chapter 12. Verse 7, give unto the good and help not the sinner.
That was 12:7.
Hallelujah. Okay. Sirach chapter 12.
Is that verse 7 in your line?
Hallelujah.
Well, I want the verse where it says that if you do what I tell you to do, he will not turn his face away from you. What verse is that again, that young man? He said, he made a statement. He said, now, in the 12th chapter, the angel told the seer to put in writing, if you take care of business the way I'm telling you to tell them, let's see what we can read. And I'm struggling right now. I want the part where it says, read verse 3 for a minute, and then I find what I'm looking for. Read verse 3, 12 verse 3 again in your line.
All right, back to Sirach chapter 12, verse 3. Sirach chapter 12, verse 3. There can no good come to him that is always occupied in ease, nor to him that giveth no alms. Money.
Mm-hmm. Now, I need the verse where he's saying what he said he'll do
He made a statement. He says that, but I'm struggling right now. He made a statement says, well, maybe that was Tobit chapter 4, verse 7. Make that Tobit.
Hallelujah.
What does Tobit 4, verse 7 say there, young line?
The book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 7. Give alms money of your substance. And when you give us alms money, let not your eye be envious, neither turn your face from any poor. The face of Yahweh should not be turned away from you.
See that? Good. So there it is right there. So it's up to you to understand Yahweh made by example. So when you're doing Yahweh's business, then when you fall on your knees, you say, well, Yahweh, I'm doing your business as it is written. And that's why the world don't understand about what's going on in the world today. So first of all, we're not doing Yahweh's business. Now to get back to Daniel, I was going back to the book of Daniel again. Now we'll find out a whole lot about Daniel, young lion. We're going to find out a whole lot about Daniel. Daniel was from the king's seed. He was an Israelite from the king's seed, the tribe of Judah, a black man. And all his companions that was with him was of black origin. He was black folk. So now Daniel, going back to Daniel chapter 2 there, young line, we want to find out some more. See, this is what's going on today, and we look for all the information from everybody but the descendants of these black folks called the children of Israel, tribe of Judah. They searching everywhere. They all on the media forums. They got everybody trying to figure out what's going on. And you got some black folks that can give you the answer. And watch, let's come back to the book of Daniel chapter 2 there, young lion. Daniel chapter 2. And now we want to pick it right back up at verse number 18. We're going to read down to verse number 24. But I'm really looking at verse 23 real carefully. But pick it up at verse number Daniel chapter 2. So we know who we got a picture of what's going on. Now Daniel told the big captain, give me some time. I'll show the king what his dream was all about. Verse 18, 218 is real a bit, young lion. Come on, 218.
Book of Daniel the Seer, chapter 2, verse 18. That they would desire mercies of Yahweh's heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel the seer, and at night then Daniel blessed Yahweh's heaven. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. 21. He changes the time and the season. He removed king and set it up king. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Verse 22. He reveals the deep and the secret thing. He knoweth that it's in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Verse 23. I thank you, I praise you, O Yahweh of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me and now what we desire of you, for you have now made known unto us the king's matter. Verse 24. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show you unto the king the interpretation.
Read.
Verse 25.
Then
Ariel brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said justice to him. I thought the men of the captain of Judah that would make known unto the king the interpretation.
Stop it there, young lion. Now look what he's saying. Now look what he's saying. He said, look at Big King. Ariel brought, he said, I found a man of the captivity of who's of the captivity? Of Judah. And see, that was going on with the world today. To get the alphabet in this Bible, you're going to have to find a descendant of the captivity of Judah. He said, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have found a man of the captivity of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. So if you want to know something today about what's going on in the world scene today, you got to come to these people's descendants. And that is Yahweh's voice of the true Israelite. We are of the tribe of Judah of the captivity. We can tell you the interpretation of the matter according to the scripture. Now, look what happens in the king. Now watch the king. He got suspicions on him right here. Watch what the king say in the next three verses there. The next three verses are going to tell us something real big there, young lion. Let's read that with some champion reading in verse 26 down to verse 28. Now, this is going to be some champion reading with some understanding. And Mother Beth Israel, have me verse 40. Now, have me verse 38 waiting on me, Mother. Hey, Mother Beth Israel, have me verse 38 waiting on me. And mother D of Israel, again, Mother E, we don't know what's wrong with your microphone, but we're still waiting for you to say hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. Once you say hallelujah, Yahweh, we know we can bring you on. Yep, anticipate and take number 47. So Mother E, if say hallelujah, Yahweh, then we hear you, then we be off and running. Now, the next three verses are going to tell us something, young lion. So take your time and deliver a knockout blow the next three verses. Come on.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 26 to 28. Daniel chapter 2, verse 26. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen? And the interpretation thereof. Verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise man, the astrologer, the magician, the soothsayer, show unto the king. Verse 28. But there is the Yahweh of heaven and reveal a secret and make known to the king. Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter day? Your dream and your vision of your hands upon your bed are these.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So King said, look here. All your big dignitaries, everybody you got, they don't know jack. All the people down working with this Bible, they ain't got a clue what's going on. They're all over the place. But he said, Daniel said, now, we're going to show you what time it is, King. And see, that's the same thing going on now. If you don't know what's going on today, why don't you find the king's seed descendants? Yahweh's boss number two is right. We can show you where you stand at without watching that 10 o'clock 1 hour thing. We can tell you what you need to know. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Hey, Mother GF Israel, we know we said verse number 38. Yeah, but pick it at verse 36, Mother. I just want to kind of pick it at verse 36. Look what it says in verse 36.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 36. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Verse 37. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for Yahweh of heaven has given you a kingdom, power and strength and glory. Verse 38. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven have he given into thine hand, and has made you ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. That's so good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, but we hear a lot of static. So you want to talk a little bit extra loud and talk over that jiggling of the wire. But verse 38 is a very important verse. So, Mother, you have to raise your voice up a little bit because, hey, John, you key the microphone on, static comes in, so you just got to talk over that static. But he made a statement in verse 38. He said, wheresoever the children of men dwell, and the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, as he gave unto thy hand. See, Yahweh is the one gave unto the men. Yahweh is the one gave unto the men. Yahweh is the one gave unto the
men. You're going out too.
See, Yahweh is the one that give it. The WCC saying, Mother, something causing static coming from your microphone. That's what the WCC just said. Said the static coming from your microphone. So now, in 38, this is a final statement you made. Daniel is letting King Nebuchadnezzar know that the power you have today, Yahweh gave it to you. He said, Yahweh gave you that power. And see, that's one of the greatest mysteries. Yahweh the one gives you power. Yahweh the one to give you power. Now, I gotta give up. I need a precept on that, Mother. Hey, Mother E. I need Mother DFS real. I need a precept on that. But that's, your microphone is causing static according to the big dignitary. Your microphone
yours is going in and out too.
I know.
I don't hear nothing on that.
Okay. Well, I need a precept, Mother. I need a precept on this right here. Now, we found out that Yahweh is the one that gave you the power. Now, I need a precept on that verse right there, Mother. Let's run to the book of Deuteronomy.
Hello, Yahweh.
I need a precept on that verse as well. I need a precept on this one. I'm going to use the power. I'm going to Daniel chapter 8, Mother. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Yahweh give you power for what reason that we can read in the book of Daniel chapter 8. Daniel chapter 8, verse number 11, 17, 18, Mother.
You say Deuteronomy chapter 8?
Yeah, verse 11, 17, and 18. And young lion had me, Daniel chapter 2, verse 39, waiting on me. Yeah, Daniel chapter 8, verse 11, 17, 18. What do you say, mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17, and 18. Verse 11 reads, beware that thou gettest not your Yahweh, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Verse 17, and thou say in thine mind, my power and my might, my power and the might of my hands have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18, but thou shalt remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day.
What day, mother? What day, mother?
This day. This day.
This day. This day.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to never forget when Yahweh is the one to give you the power. And what stays on Yahweh's mind is how you take that power that he give you to help advance his ministry.
Hallelujah. So
looks at it when he give you this power to get well. You know, he don't want to give you the power like he gave King this power to be ruling over these kingdoms. Yahweh said, I gave you this power to do this. So you got to follow my rules on what I got on the table. Now, young man, we're coming back to that Daniel chapter 2. And now we understand that. Look, it says in verse number, here's the verse 38 again, 38.
The book of Daniel the Seer, chapter 2, verse 38. Read. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, have ye given unto your hand, and have made you ruler over them all. You are his head of gold. Verse 39. And now to you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth.
Really, young lion?
Verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces, and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall break in peace and brew.
Stop right there.
41.
Stop right there, verse 40. Now look what we're going to find out. Now, read verse 40 again.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, or as much as iron breaketh in peace, and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise.
Now that's big talk. Now what we want to do, Elder, you want to examine this fourth kingdom. See, now you said, now Daniel is telling about his dream. Elder, come back to 41 a little bit later, young man. But right now, I want to deal with this right here. I want to deal with what we read here. Remember one thing, get wisdom, but get understanding. He said, now the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. Now, this fourth kingdom. Let's talk about this fourth kingdom there, Elder. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7, Elder. Let's see if you find out about this fourth kingdom. That's big business. This is Daniel. And what timeline is Daniel? What timeline is this right here? And Daniel talking about a fourth kingdom? What is the timeline of this conversation? I need to know the timeline of Daniel talking about a fourth kingdom. Do anybody else feel about the timeline of a fourth kingdom? This is what time Daniel was doing all this talk. And who wanna help those see out about the timeline when Daniel was telling King Nebuchadnezzar all this great stuff? What is the timeline of Daniel, the children of Israel from the tribe of Judah, and he of the king's seed? What is the timeline when Daniel is making these statements according to the second chapter of Daniel? What is the timeline of this? When is Daniel telling this conversation right here? Daniel is telling everything he's telling you right now in 606 B.C. Now, write in your Bible 606 B.C. 606 B.C., Daniel get ready to tell you some good stuff in 606 B.C. Now, what is he getting ready to tell us, Elder, in 606 B.C.? We go on and find out exactly in Daniel chapter 7. Now, this is in the 600s, the early part of 600 B.C. He's going to tell you about some things, tell Nebuchadnezzar about a dream, and we go on to the 7th chapter, and we're going to pick up verse 1. Hey, let's take a time and put some audio in verse number 1. Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. Let's read a little bit. Come on, Elder.
Daniel chapter 7, reading verse number 1. 1 says, in the first year of Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters.
Verse 2. Just read a little bit. Come on.
Verse 2. 2. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven stove up the great sea. 3.
Stove up on the great sea. They strolled up on the great sea. Okay, so now these four winds of heaven strolled up on the great sea. And what happened next, Ellen, in verse 3?
Verse number 3 says, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
They were very different. Okay, what about them? Four.
The first was like a lion and had
an
eagle's wings.
Okay, a lion.
First was like a lion and had eagle's wings.
Okay.
I beheld to the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man.
Yeah.
And as a man's mind was given to it.
Yeah.
5.
Ah.
And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side and had 3 ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh.
Devour much flesh. Stop it there. Devour much flesh. Now, Now you see, now by us just reading it, if we don't stop and explain and give the breakdown what's going on, you're going to be all over the place. Daniel is talking around 600 B.C., telling the king about a dream he had. He's telling him about a dream he had. Now, and look what he says in his dream he had. He's telling about all his good dreams he had. Now we're going back, young lion. Now, this whole evidence, I like this right here. I'm coming back to this. I want to clear all this up right here. I want to clear all this up. What's that, WCC? Well, you're not going to have time. You're going to run out of time. Can you just summarize it? No, I ain't going to summarize it. No. If I don't clear today, I clear up tomorrow. Now, these four great beasts that came up on the sea, that burst from another. What are you talking about here? And then we find out here that one of them, what did one do in verse 4 again, Elder? Something happened in verse 4 again. Read 7 verse 4 again, Elder. Hey, Elder, Daniel 7 verse 4.
Okay, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse number 4. 4 says, "The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld it till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's mind was given unto it."
Okay, good. Now, what are you talking about? Now, Daniel was in, he's in the Babylonian captivity. So he talked about the Babylonian captivity overthrowing the Assyrian captivity. Because the Babylonian captivity, they was in with the Assyrian captivity in some kind of way, by whatever way, the Babylonian captivity knocks off the Assyrian captivity. That would happen here. I beheld unto the wings, so the wings was the Assyrians that the Babylonian knocked off. So the first world ruler was the Assyrian Empire. And the Babylonian is the second ruler empire. And the third ruler, according to verse 5, is what again, Elder? Who the third ruler is? What it said about, what do we say again? I need to hear verse 5 again, Elder.
Verse 5 says, "And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, the teeth of it. And they said unto it, Arise, devour much flesh."
Okay, good. All right, good. Hey, mother, I thought the time we had to run out on this. We got to pick this up tomorrow. Now, what do you mean he had three ribs in his mouth? So this Babylonian had three ribs in their mouth. Now, who the three ribs they had in their mouth? Is it a store rib? Let's find out, Mother, in the closing statement of that Mother D of Israel. Hey, Mother E, who are these three ribs in Isaiah 45, verse 14? See, we can tell you all that you need to know and how to zip to yourself, but we know you're not going to pay Yahweh's boss of the two Israelites, no, never mind. But we can tell you who these three ribs is that he had in his mouth. And he devoured much blood. Who are these three ribs, mother? Dear Israel, in closing statement. Isaiah 45, verse 14. Who are these three ribs that the Babylonian Empire had them beat down to the black meat? Isaiah 45, verse 14. Let's see who these three ribs was, mother. Isaiah 45, verse 14 says what? In the closing statement.
Isaiah 45, verse 17.
14.
Oh.
14.
Isaiah 45, 14. Thus says Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabian, men of stature, shall come over unto you, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and thou shalt fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Yahweh is in you, and there is none else. There is no Yahweh.
So, mother, when the Babylonians took down three empires and devoured and eat much flesh, who were these three ribs that he's taking down that we can read? So the Babylonians took down three ribs. What's the name of three ribs that we can read in verse 14? What's their name, mother?
Egypt. Egypt, the Egyptian, Egypt, Hamite, the Ethiopian, and the Sabian.
Excellent. Well, so now you see how Yahweh's boss number two is right, broke that down. The three ribs is Egyptian, Ethiopian, and the Sabian. So these three ribs that the hell is reading about, here it is right here when you precept your Bible. These are the ones that they taken down that we read in seven copies. That's why it's so important for you to understand to get your information. You getting your information from the wrong people. Now look at the big dignitary say, see it for that. We going to cut off the elder. He do talk. He can't talk no more tonight. Ain't that good? Well, hold on, mother, before you get your closing statement, because big dignitary is cut off our elder for the rest of the night. Well, see, it is our radio station. Young Lion, come on back now with that understanding in Daniel chapter 7, Young Lion. Let's pick it up at verse number 6. No. What we at? Yeah, verse 6. Let's pick it up at Daniel 7, verse 6 there, Young Lion, 7, verse 6.
All right, the book of Daniel. Chapter 7, verse 6. After this, I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it.
So now he's talking about a leopard having four heads. A leopard having four heads. Now what is this talking about? The leopard having four heads. Now that's big business right there. The leopard having four heads. What is these four heads that the leopard had? Four heads. Let's see what's going on, what's going on here. So you see, the leopard had four heads. Now, we want to find out about the four heads that the leopard had. Let's get down to verse number 23. Let's find out a little bit more in verse 23. You got a lie? This leopard had four heads. And dominion was given to it. What are you talking about now? Let's find out what's going on in verse 23. Daniel 7, 23.
Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which should be diverse from all kingdoms. It shall bow the whole earth. It shall tread it down and break it in pieces.
Mm-hmm. So now, in the eighth chapter, young mind, the same book in the eighth chapter, can we get a little bit more in the eighth chapter of the same, let's see what's going on in the eighth chapter, and we're going to figure around about verse 15. Figure verse 8, chapter verse 15. What can we get out of 8, verse 15? Let's read a little bit there, young line.
Look at Daniel, chapter 8, verse 15. And it came to pass, but I, even I, Daniel, have seen the vision and sought for the meaning. Then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a maid. Verse 16. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision.
Okay, good.
17.
Man.
17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision.
Stop it there. So this vision Daniel is given is the vision that Daniel was given at the time of the end. This is end time what Daniel is receiving now. And what was said in verse 20? 21.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 20. Verse 20 and 21. Verse 20. The rams which you saw, having two horns, are the king of Media and Persia.
Yes.
Verse 21. And the rough goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, good. You know, time will get away. So Daniel in 600 in B.C., he recognizing that it's going to be four kingdoms that's going to rise out of the earth. So that's big talk. But Daniel wanted to know something, young lad. Daniel, he really wanted to know something big time. Daniel wanted to know something big time, young lad. It's something Daniel was wanting to know. And let's find out what Daniel was wanting to know. He was wanting to know something, young lad. Let's see what he wanted to know. And back in the seventh chapter, back up to the seventh chapter there, young line, come back to the seventh and pick up verse number seven. 7 verse 7. But Daniel was really interested in knowing something in 7 verse 7. And let's see what he got written 7 verse 7 and 8. What he got written 7 verse 7 and 8.
Look at Daniel to see it, chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
Uh-huh. And this one, this man had 10 horns. Get down to verse 17, down to verse 23, 17 and 23.
Verse 17 to 23, Daniel chapter 7, verse 17. These great beasts, which are four, and the four kings, which shall rise out of the earth. Verse 18. But the saints of the Most High Yahweh shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Verse 19. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, breaking peace, and stamped the residue with his feet. Verse 20. And the 10 horns that were in his hand, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows.
Verse 20. And now, mother, dear Israel, in Daniel's time, he seen three fell in his time. And what was name of three again, mother? In 45 verse 14, Daniel seen the fall of three kingdoms. And what was his name in the closing statement of that mother? What was their name again, mother? According to Isaiah 45, 14. So Daniel seen the fall of three world kingdoms. And what was their name, mother, again? And Isaiah wrote it in
Egypt.
45, 14. What's their name, mother?
Egypt, Ham, Ethiopian, Cushite, and Sabian.
You see that? So you see, we know how to put this thing together. See, we know, but y'all looking for information from the wrong people. See, we know how to break this down and tell you exactly where you at. That's how we trying to get Yahweh's voice up to us, like what it needs to be at. So we clear about where we at, and Daniel wrote it down exactly how this thing was going to unfold. And we're going to talk about a whole lot of that tomorrow. So, mother, take the time to give a close statement there, mother. And let's see if we'll be on time tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And, mother, we don't know what happened to your microphone tonight, but tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we'll get back on again. But one thing about it, the big powers to be, they know how to jiggle the wires. Never forget that. Moses of Israel, what's your closing statement? And we'll catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Yeah, come on.
I want to read Amos chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. And it reads, "For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat, you have built houses and hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine of them. Verse 12, for I know your manifold transgression, sin, and your mighty sin. They afflict the just. They take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gates from their rights. There's some more I want to read, but I can't read it right now. To go with that, people taking bribes, you know, from hearing the truth, going against the person that's trying to bring them the truth. I want to say hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua,
hallelujah, qua.
Yahuwah, know what you're doing.
Yahuwah, know what you're doing. That's right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got a million. It's a ministry that can deal with this thing. And y'all lying. Come on back to Daniel chapter 2. You got to get back on this tomorrow. It's got an early start tomorrow. Acts 6 o'clock. But let's come back. Daniel chapter 2, figure verse 40 there, young line. Now, we come back to Daniel chapter 2, verse 40 to 49. And a closing statement. Daniel 2, verse 40 to 49. Come on.
Daniel, the seer, chapter 2, verse 40 to 49. Daniel chapter 2, verse 40. And the fourth kingdom should be strong as iron, or as much as iron, break it in peace, and subdue all things. And as iron that break it all these, shall he break in pieces and bruise. 41. And whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom should be divided, but there should be
three containers. I had my share.
But there should be in it the strip of iron, for as much as you saw the iron mixed with miry clay. 42. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom should be partly strong and partly broken. Verse 43. And whereas you saw it, iron mixed with miry clay, they should mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they should not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. 14. In the days of these kings, shall Yahuwah of heaven set up a kingdom which should never be destroyed, and the kingdom should not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. 45. For as much as you saw the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it breaks in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahuwah had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and interpretation thereof sure. Verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped David and commanded that they shall offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. 47. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Yahuwah is Yahuwah of Yahuwah and Yahuwah of kings, and reveal it of secrets, seeing that you could have revealed this secret. 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. 49. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the fair of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king.
So you see, Daniel didn't get caught, like Moses got through saying. Daniel didn't get caught up in no positions, bribes, or anything. Daniel passed that on to the king's seed. The going over his business, Daniel knew he got to stay locked in with Yahweh. And that's the same thing we own today. We stand locked in with us from Yahweh. Now let's go to Revelation 22, young line. And we'll look down at verse 6 down to verse number 9. Revelation 22, 6 down to verse 9. See, we stand focused in on what we got to do. We're not anti-anybody. We pro Yahweh welcome to his life. We're not interested in nothing pertaining to this world but the world to come. We're going to do our check. What we can do best is to open and unlock children of Israel, 12 tribes, but showing you it's an order of this understanding. You must know the order of this thing. And don't let nothing get in the way from Yahweh's word. We're getting ready to read now 22, end time prophecy, 6 down to verse 9. What did it say that, young line?
End time prophecy, Revelation 22, verse 6 to verse 9. Revelation 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And Yahweh of the righteous seer sent his minister and spirit to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done.
Hold that point. You see what he did? He letting you know if you want the answer to whatever going on in this world, you got to get it for who? The righteous seer sent his angel to show them. The righteous seer, whoever the seer is of this time, he sent the messenger, the truth, to tell them what's going to go on in the last days. So if you're not getting the truth from the righteous seer, you do not have the truth. There's right there. Get down to verse 7 and 8. Matthew 7 down to verse 9.
Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book.
Man.
Verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down and worshiped before the feet of the ministering spirit, which showed me these things.
Man.
Verse 9. Then said he.
9 and 10.
9
and 10. Listen to this.
Verse 9, then said he unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the seers, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship Yahweh. Verse 10, and he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
And the time is now. The time is at hand now, but where we stand today will be revealed by Yahweh, voices of the true Israelites, through Yahweh's six anointed camp. The seal is going to reveal it to the elders. The elders are going to get to the teachers, and so on and so on and so on. If you want to know where you stand today, get in where you fit in at in this ministry. Because we're going to unlock what you need to know and how to position yourself once you understand whatever going on in the land of Israel, it's no concern of you, 12 tribes, because the people of the book is a black-skinned people that don't have the knowledge of themselves. So we better bring the knowledge back to you for you have a face on and how you're going to get back in your position through this word. Young Lion, Colton said to ask you on your pod on a Wednesday night. Really appreciate it. Colton said it. You on the clock. Come on.
All right. My closing statement. All right. I'm reading the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms, chapter 89. Chapter 89. Verse 16 to 18. In your name should they rejoice all the day. In your righteousness should they be exalted. Verse 17. For you are the honor, the greatness of their strength. And in your favor, our Lord should be exalted. Verse 18. For Yahweh is our defense, and the righteous one of Israel is our king. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now remember, we come humble 6 nights a week. All the opposition to Big Dig and Terry is doing everything it can to discourage you from hearing this message. If you want to know where you stand and what you got to do, you got to lock in with Yahweh's voices of the true Israelites. The message is always revealed to his seer. Well, a seer of the time of the hour it is today. His job is to get to the elders, and the elders' job is to get to the teachers. Then you ask them questions so you can know where you stand. If you find yourself disembobulated, still confused, it's because you're not following the order. Once you follow the order and do what Yahweh shows you in his book, he will lift up the spirit of confusion and being confounded. But all the way you're going to do that, you got to follow the order. If you need a question answered, call the international line, 224-600-5579. And we will direct you to the elders. And the elders' job is to direct you to the teacher. We can get you there. Stop trying to avoid that protocol of the Bible and get past what has been laid out for you in take number 47, thinking you can just pray to Yahweh and get your message. No. You got to understand. He revealed his secret to his fear. And they pass it to the elders. And the elders pass it to the teacher. That's the protocol. That will remove confusion of faith, confounded look, and that'll put you in a great spirit, but you got to follow the rules and regulations. Donate, contribute to this ministry for Land School Banquet Hall and Radio Station. Then you will see the murmuring and the backbiting spirit will leave you once you understand how to do Bible. Until we meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and we appreciate your elders, the mothers, the young line teachers, and those on the international side over 900,000 strong, and Sister BSJ Israel, working behind the scenes tirelessly trying to get her brick in the way Yahweh give it to her to pass it on. We see your work, Sister BSJ Israel. We see your work. That's all we can say on this time. From the whole staff of the Six Anointed Camp, I say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Shalom.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shalom.
Shalom.